I'm Amber.
And I'm Leslie, and you're listening to
The Grimmistics. Hi, friends.
Howdy, howdy. How's everybody doing?
Good, we hope.
Good, we hope. Amber, how are you?
Oh, well, I'm doing great because this intro is the real intro.
The real intro, not the one that we had to like force ourselves not to say in a previous recording we just did.
Yes. So you guys will all understand that by the time this episode comes out. But for us, I feel like all of our messages to like just sound cryptic that we're giving to the explorers because we're doing it ahead of the time that they'll hear it. But when they hear it, they're going to be like, we know, bitches, like we already heard it.
It just makes us sound like boss baddie bitches that we're so ahead of the game.
I know, like I feel like I'm just planning ahead and just living in the future.
But you'll figure it out by now. I fucked up the audio on one of our episodes, so we needed to do a disclaimer.
Yeah, so now you guys already know about it, but for us, we're recording it in real time. It was really discombobulating, so.
If you didn't feel the awkwardness when you listened to it, you should go back and re-listen and feel the awkwardness. Yeah,
because I'm pretty sure I ended that with, yeah. Because I couldn't say our normal, you know, goodbye, because the normal goodbye is at the end of the recording.
Already there, exactly.
Yeah.
I know. It was a hot mess. You know what? That's okay. It wouldn't be us without a little hiccup. So
yeah, we're not scripted by any means, but we definitely have our path that we start and end on pretty locked down.
We need to have I need a start and an end, because otherwise I don't know how to begin things. I don't know how to use my hands. And we would just continue to talk and it would literally never
go
end.
On forever.
Yeah.
That's why we need to get into Patreon, guys.
You know what? If you're interested, hit us up. Let us know.
Yeah.
If that would be, that if would... you're like, you know what? I'd give you bitches $5 a month. Like, let us know.
Yeah. Like, let us know if you want us to just like hit record early and then you just get to hear the banter, which is literally just like unedited us talking about chaos.
The banter was spicy, not in like the x-rated spicy tonight. The banter was spicy in like drama.
Damn. Yeah, just like yeah. Drama. I can, if you don't mind, clue the explorers in on some, this could be like a little, I'm giving this one to you guys for free. And then an idea of what Patreon could be. Okay. Leslie, I sent you a screenshot today and I haven't told you, but it's gone further.
Oh my God, you continued it. Yes.
I checked with my husband first. He said, try it out and see what happens. So I wanted to explain an Instagram exchange that I have with someone.
He slid right in.
He slid right into the DMs in June, and I didn't check them until today.
Oh no, so he messaged you a while ago and it's progressed.
He was messaging me today.
Oh,
like
my God.
Within a couple minutes of me sending the message.
So he was ready for it.
I was going to do a live reading, if you don't mind. Oh my God. You can be updated and the explorers can get a little taste of what Patreon could be.
I'm here for it.
So this one's for free, bitches.
Thank you for clarifying. And honestly, we didn't plan talking about Patreon. So this
I wanted to surprise you.
This is just the universe, again, segue queens that we are, just working out for us.
So in June, I'll call him a gentleman. I haven't asked his pronouns, but I'm going to assume here, messaged me and said, hey, I'm sorry if this offends you, but I find you really attractive and I'd love for you to be my sugar baby. Just letting you know my intentions in case you will be interested. Let's talk terms like a weekly allowance. Just basically paying for your time, .. Nothing sexual, .. I'd love to set you up with a weekly allowance of about $500.
The best part of you telling that was laughing after you said sugar daddy and no sexual stuff. Or no, it was sugar baby.
Like a sugar baby. Yeah. I'm still like a 12-year-old.
That was my favorite.
So I sent that to Leslie and I said, oh my God, it's happening. But then I looked at his profile and it's got two pictures, like not very much. It says like one of his pictures is a picture of him. It has two likes and it says, please don't send me any links to my DM or email new account. And then I don't know, like there's like a random comment, a random user. And then like he posted like a picture that said, no weapon formed against me shall prosper, which is like an Isaiah quote from the Bible.
Okay.
And so I was like, this is kind of weird. And like his profile picture is not a picture of him. It's just a random like mm-hmm. emoji. So I sent this to Leslie and you were like, oh my God. And I said, I feel like this is a scam.
Yeah, maybe. But.
So I responded today after I sent it to you because I was like, you know what? Let's just find out. Because if it is a scam, I want to waste his time.
Yeah,
because exactly. I don't want him scamming someone else. And if it's like, I'm bored, you know, I'm just right. doing laundry today. Like, what's
why not?
Up? So I waited for my husband to get home and I kind of told him about it. And I said, like, should I message him? And he's like, yeah, like, see what happens.
What's the worst that could happen?
He's yeah. like, it's online. It's not, you know, it's not real.
Okay.
So I said, thank you for the compliment. And I said, what do you consider quality time is? Because mm-hmm. like
reasonable
quality time. Yeah. And so then he said, oh wow, I finally got a reply from you. And then that's what made me look back and I was like, oh shit, June. Mm-hmm. So then I kind of tapped into my like pay pig attitude.
Mm-hmm. I think you're gonna have to.
I'm gonna have to, right? If I ever do this, it's gonna have to be a little cold. Mm-hmm. And so I said, I don't check my messages very often. And do you know, mm-hmm. as a millennial, it broke my heart not to do an exclamation point or like an emoji. I did a period.
You were like, yeah, bitch.
Yeah. And he said, all right, where are you from?
All right.
And so then I was like, and I was like, Colorado, you? And he said, New York. And he's like, do you go to school or work? And I said, I work. He's like, well, I hope that someone like you gets paid well enough to take care of yourself.
Uh-huh.
And I said, in this economy? I said, I don't think anyone has enough right now.
Uh-huh.
And so he said, can you assure me your time, attention, and an online relationship? And I said, and then he said, I can give you $500 weekly.
Okay.
And then he messaged again and he said, how does that sound?
Uh-huh.
And I said, what do you expect in an online relationship?
Yeah, I like that you're just continuing to set guidelines.
And he said, I'm looking for friendship and some fun together. I do not like to rush. I love letting chemistry lead. You can let me know. And I'm also doing this to like see his English and see mm-hmm. like, is it I've like a Google Translate?
Sure. Yeah.
And C's like, I don't like to rush. I love letting chemistry lead. You can let me know your financial needs and debts, and I will help you with what I can as long as I can for a mutually benefiting relationship. And I said, how do I know this isn't a scam?
Mm-hmm.
And then he didn't respond for 2 hours. And I was well,
there you have it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And so then he said, I believe actions speak louder than words. I'll pay you your first allowance tomorrow.
Okay.
And I said, how are you going to pay me?
Yeah.
And he said, concerning the mode of payment, I do not use prepaid apps because of the nature of my job, but I'll connect you to my account manager who will be in charge of giving you your allowance. And I was like, it's a scam.
Yeah.
You're pulling someone else into the fold. You are not Christian Grey. No one has a sex account
manager. Yeah, exactly.
Not that I am a sex worker, no hate, but that's not what this is.
Okay.
But like, no one has an accountant to keep track of their sugar babies.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, maybe there is someone out there, and I'm just like so poor, I'm unaware. But like, that seems like a waste of a job.
Maybe if you're like Bill Belichick.
Yeah. Right. Like, where you need to keep everyone like in order.
Yeah, but I don't think Bill Belichick is sliding into your DMs. So his girlfriend's 24. So.
Yeah, and just had like a baby, right?
Oh, she did.
I thought so.
Oh, maybe damn. I don't know.
I don't know anything.
Jinx. I don't know.
So then I put okay with like a question mark and he didn't respond. So then I waited a couple of hours and then I said, when will they reach out? And he hasn't responded.
Oh, okay. Well, you're going to have to keep us posted.
Yeah. So this is a little taste of what Patreon could be. just talking about the random experiences that we get stuck in, because they definitely happen to us a lot.
So much, I feel like. And it's free content for us. Like, we should be taking advantage.
Yeah. So here's a little blip, guys. Oh, what could be Patreon? Let us know. We can do another poll. Like, three of you responded to a poll before. Let us know if you would like content like that. We can make a Patreon. We need some feedback. We need to know what you guys are feeling, because we make this for you. So.
Well, and I don't want our feelings to be hurt if we think that y'all are going to be like fine with it.
And then we just like watch our Patreon get like no subscribers.
Literally. We've talked about it. We're both sensitive. Okay.
Yeah. So like we need validation. That's one of our love languages.
Yeah. So let us know. Let us know if it's something you would like, if you're interested, like we've discussed in the past, it will not be difficult for us to do this. Mm-mm. Maybe even we'll include us looking like fucking homeless people.
Yeah, like we could do a video of us looking homeless.
I'm every totally now down. And then.
Yeah.
And I won't censor my cat's butthole like I am for you right now.
Great. Well, and we can do, how about this? Based on what you guys feel about the Patreon, the first episode could be an update if I get one.
Ooh, so. That is perfect. Okay. Mm-hmm. Look at that.
Mm-hmm. Let us know what you think, because I really do think I either have a scammer on the hook or I'm about to get $500 a week, guys.
Well, I'm very excited for you and for this update.
Well, and like my husband being so like, just go for it. Like,
I mean, in this economy,
maybe because I wasn't out there trolling for it.
Right.
Like, he came
to you. Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, and again, like you said, in this economy, $500 a week is
like, it's hard to turn that down.
Yeah. You could pay
and all
your
I have to
off.
Do is like talk to you.
Literally. And just be like, hey, and if he is into the pay pig thing, you could, you know, just disrespect him a little bit and that win-win.
I mean, he was responding when I wasn't putting in exclamation points and stuff. So. I've got a lot of pent up anger. I could take it out on some people who are consenting. So
I feel like you need to, if he does respond, there's some questions that I feel like you need to ask.
Okay. Like what?
How old are you?
Oh, good. Wasn't even thinking about that.
What do you do for a living? Mm. Are you married?
Oh, and is your spouse consenting to this?
Mm-hmm. And then depending on the age, I think I'd want to know if they have kids. Like if I'm genuinely getting into a situation with someone like this, like I want to know. I want to know.
See, you're doing. See, for me, I would almost. I like my plan is like nothing. Like I don't want to share my personal life. I don't want them to know. You know, like my husband. Obviously, I'm going to share with him, but he doesn't like. He doesn't need to know anything about me. I don't want to know anything about you. Like I just want that bag. So like. See, I was taking it a different route of like, I'm not going to ask questions and I will message you on Instagram and make you feel like you have a friend. And that's about it.
I mean, I don't necessarily want them to know everything about me either. I guess my.
But I feel like if you ask that question, isn't it going to have to get reciprocated with an answer?
Well, I feel like my pessimistic attitude is like if it's real, if they're really going to give me $500 a week. I'm sure they're going to want to know if I'm married or if I have a kid or if I, what I do for it. Like, I'm sure they're just going to want to know shit about me. So I want to know shit about them first before they find out about me.
You get in. Yeah. Okay.
Because I just think realistically, no one, I mean, I'm not that, you are that cool though. So maybe like someone would just pay $500 to be graced. I'm not that cool.
I think anyone is, honestly, like men, women, whoever, like in between, like if you meet another person that just wants to give you money because they're like, you look cool on your Instagram, like
take it,
hustle, take it. These rich people like have too much money. Yeah. Let's use it against them. They buy stupid shit. Let them spend it on you.
Let
like,
you be that stupid shit.
Yeah, you be that stupid shit they spend money on.
Yeah, like, guys.
I'm totally down.
I want to be someone's stupid shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I don't know. We'll see where it goes. But I thought it was really funny because my husband is uncomfortable with me trolling for it. But he was like, well, like, if anything, just see if it's a scam. So.
Okay. Well, I will be asking for an update.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. We'll let you know. And then you guys will see. We'll look into Patreon and see what we need to do. And we'll let you know if the update is going to be our first Patreon episode. So
thanks for tying that in a bow.
All right, Leslie. Well, let's talk about what we did come here to talk about. No more surprises.
No more surprises. Although I do have surprises.
Ooh, okay. So, I love it. So do you want to tell the good people what we're going to be talking about tonight?
Tonight, today, this morning, we are talking.
Whenever you're listening.
Whatever time. We are talking about conspiracy theories. And I don't know whose idea this was. I think it might have been yours because of your conspiracy theory.
I think we went on a tangent and I told you about the conspiracy theory that I'm very deeply involved in right now.
Yeah.
And I think that you were very quick to be like, this should be an episode.
Easy.
Yeah. Yeah. Done. So I think it was a collaboration.
Okay. I love that. I love that for us. Mm-hmm. Well, I do have some written up research, but my little surprise here is that I did this research back in 2020 for
holy crap.
Before we even had a podcast.
You just like were researching to research.
I was researching to research a little bit for a friend of mine, Jay May, who's a teacher, and she was looking for conspiracy theories for her students. And she wanted me to find some that they could like do a little bit of research on and then write some sort of essay on. Mm-hmm. So I've got some options. We could either do like a pick your own adventure. I've got a couple that we can pick from, or I have two that I think would be fun to talk about.
Oh my gosh. I want to know all the information, but I also want to pick your own adventure. So can we do both, but can I pick which one we talk about first?
Perfect.
Yeah.
All right. So your options are DIA. The Denver International Airport, mm-hmm. reptilian humanoids, mm-hmm. Chuck E. Cheese, Roswell, New Mexico.
Oh my God, Leslie, that's so much research.
Or the moon landing.
Okay, so I'm going to go based off of, because there are some in there that I actually think will need to be their own episodes.
Oh, for sure.
So... I might need you to repeat the list, but moon landing is off because I have theories. So that one's going to have to be its own episode.
See, that's my favorite conspiracy in the world.
Mine too.
I love that conspiracy theory.
I know. I have. Well, did you see they're coming out with a movie?
Yeah, it's fucking fake. It's not real.
Like Hollywood is like, all right, it's been 100 years. Like, let's go ahead and give them a bone. Like, we should do that. We should go see the movie. Ooh. And then after we see the movie, that should be an episode. So let's save that.
Okay.
I think it could be really good, including if we talked about the movie and then we could talk about how the movie made us feel and like just our thoughts on the conspiracy. So that one's off.
Okay.
I think DIA would be a fun one on its own too.
Mm-hmm.
So including with like the drones that Denver was doing for the 4th of July. Like, yeah. There's a lot. So we could put that on like a short list of we should talk about it soon.
Perfect.
Okay. So you had reptilian humanoids and what, Roswell. And was there one more?
And Chuck E. Cheese.
Chuck E. Cheese. I think we should do Chuck E. Cheese first because I'm interested because there was a YouTuber that we both used to watch who did a conspiracy and got Chuck E. Cheese kind of canceled and then they got kind of canceled. Like, it's a whole thing.
That's the conspiracy.
Okay.
The pizza. Yeah.
Okay, so go pizza ahead gate. And inform the explorers of the pizza gate if they didn't pay attention to this YouTuber.
So here's my fancy writing that I did when I knew this was going to be supplied to middle schoolers. In February of 2019, YouTuber conspiracy theorist Shane Dawson investigated the franchise Chuck E. Cheese. Dawson theorized that the pizza from Chuck E. Cheese is made up from multiple pizzas left by the patrons. So, when a group of people do not finish their entire pizza, Dawson says that the employees take the leftover pizza and add it to other remaining slices to create an entire new pizza. Gross.
So what do you think?
I mean,
his theory.
Shane's video. So like you kind of said, we both watched Shane Dawson.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I know he's been canceled. I am disappointed. I don't know. I mean, mm-hmm. I watched him when he was behaving in a lot of those ways that got him canceled. because I was a kid. I mean, I just, so, but you know, his video really, they went to Chuck E. Cheese, right? Undercover. Like it really, and if you look on online, I feel like he's right. I feel like it's definitely true.
So what I think is weird, so, and you guys can definitely watch this video. It does a full in-depth thing. I love that I actually know a little bit about this one, so I can give like my 3 seconds of opinion. What I think is weird is they don't use a traditional pizza cutter. Why? Why right. do you need to use some big giant hacksaw looking thing that would make it seem, if this isn't true, it would make it seem like it is. Like, is that hacksaw really faster than a pizza cutter? Because I worked at a pizza place. You can cut up a pizza really fast with a normal pizza cutter.
Right.
Like, it's not that hard. It's not that hard. And like, yes, you can fuck up the pizza like pieces and sizes with a pizza cutter, but that one comes out fucked up.
Well, yeah, like
it's like it's their intention to make it not look like a normal pizza.
That's really creepy because it's like they're almost like, yeah, like they're just putting it in plain sight.
They invented this stupid thing that doesn't seem to be more efficient than what has already been made just so they can be like, this is just the thing that we do. And
it's just our cutter. It's our pizza cutter.
We do it weird. We don't use a normal pizza cutter. I don't think they ever gave a reason why they don't use a normal pizza cutter. Like,
no. I think they just said that's what they use. That's their pizza cutter.
And it's like reinventing the wheel to make it a block. Like, what? That doesn't make things easier.
No.
So it's almost like it was made to cut things inappropriate, like not symmetrically and inappropriately, so that, like, this was the business plan from the jump.
Right. That's kind of how it feels, right? Like,
when Chuck E. Cheese came out and they were like, this is like, people are coming here now and blah, 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 blah. Like, for me, like, they never really gave, like, they were just like, this YouTuber's a menace and made our, it was harder on our workers and made more people come in and blah, 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 blah. But they never, like, outright were just like,
no, of course we don't do that.
And they didn't show any proof, like, nothing.
Well, and there were too many pictures on the internet of pepperonis. You know, it was a pepperoni pizza. You'd have one slice where the pepperoni was on one side and then it didn't fit. Like, it wasn't a real, like, there's no way that if that was the same pizza, that the pepperoni would be in a different place.
Even with their janky, even with their janky chopper.
Exactly. Like, the pepperoni isn't going to move an entire 3 inches down, you know, from itself. Like, there's just too many pictures that when this came out, I was fully convinced.
Me too. Yep. Me too. That was like the height of these conspiracy videos. And I was just like, yep.
100%.
Like, yep, it's real. It made sense. Well, and like there were people that were commenting that said they worked at Chuck E. Cheese and like said it was true. And then, you know, all of a sudden this litigation starts happening and he gets served with like a cease and desist or whatever and comments start getting deleted. So, and you know, he didn't delete his video to my knowledge, but
let me double check. It's linked right here.
Oh, look at you.
Oh, maybe it is because it's on a 6ABC Philadelphia. And my comment literally says Shane's. Oh, never mind. I said Shane's original video is very long and uses inappropriate language. It can still be found. so it must still be here.
Yeah. So what I think is interesting is like the video is still there. Like I remember another video happening later where Shane explained he got like a cease and desist and like a threat of defamation. But he didn't have to take his video down. But these comments of people who used to work at Chuck E. Cheese, those started disappearing. And if I'm a big YouTuber, you know, if you're going to send me a cease and desist, like I have lawyers. But if I'm Joe Schmo who used to work at Chuck E. Cheese when I was a teenager, I don't have big lawyers. So So I think they got the confirmation taken down. But like they can't really argue with a conspiracy video. It's free. It falls under that freedom of speech kind of thing.
Eesh. Messy. Well, and now are they completely done? Like, are they completely out of business?
No, we have one in my town.
Oh my God, we should go for research.
Yeah, we'll bring ravioli.
But she's not allowed to play with anything unless we like sanitize it, and she has gloves first.
Put her in her mittens.
Yeah, literally.
It's the middle of July.
Yeah, but I really think we should go for
well, research. We, you know what's crazy? Because we live like right down the road. It's by the old mall. So like we're literally like 5 minutes away. I can get a Chuck E. Cheese pizza on DoorDash.
Oh my God. So we don't even have to get like herpes and go there? Let's fucking do that.
Yeah. Like the other, like it was a while ago, but Craig and I were like looking at things to order. And I was like, oh, do you want a pizza from Chuck E. Cheese? Like they do takeout.
Okay. Well, we're so fucking doing
It'd be interesting if we did in the store. Like, I think we should do both. Do they treat their pizzas that are going out? Like, are those fresh orders? Like, versus like things that are in the store or vice versa? Like, when, who's getting the fresh pizza?
Well, and I just feel like, you know, if it is normal now, like if we get a normal pizza now, in my opinion, they've just decided they can't get away with it anymore because mm-hmm. they've understood that technology will catch up to you. And mm-hmm. like, even though you're serving it to children, there are other adults present mm-hmm. and noticing that this doesn't look right. And they're taking photos of it and it's going on the internet.
True. Well, and I wonder too, like a deeper conspiracy, like what if, because, you know, for me with everything in Hollywood, I think most of it's scripted.
Yeah.
So what if they reached out to Shane, asked him to do this video so that people would go there and buy, like it, they had a yeah. surge in sales, like you know, most Chuck E. Cheese's are gone. Like exactly. there are only a few that are sticking around right now. So what if it was like all a conspiracy and it was just to get word of mouth out, and that's how they got a surge in sales? Like they got, you know, some like horrible millennial who's like, oh my God, we could just like make a I really like Shane Dawson. We could be a part of a conspiracy thing. And then they all like planned it together.
Well, in 2019, he was trending so much. Those conspiracy theories were like all the mm-hmm. fucking rage. And like,
oh, I would watch him once a week like it was a yeah. fucking TV show.
Literally. Like, I got a notification. Mm-hmm. Again, put that notification bell on, right? Mm-hmm. So when you're notified.
And I did.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I did too. I was in
it. Well, and I used to watch YouTube on the TV. Like, yeah. so I would actually stream it to my TV. Like, I was. Craig knew, like, there I would save a night and I would just catch up on all YouTube stuff. Like, I had a couple that I followed pretty consistently and I just mm-hmm. watched them.
I was the same way. Now so. I'm like, what?
Oh my God, I can't remember the last time I logged onto YouTube other than like learning how to do take something apart that I purchased, or, you know, I'm pretty sure mm-hmm. I'm using it as like an 80-year-old man now where I'm like, how do you take this contraption apart?
See, I do use YouTube a lot. I used YouTube today. I mean, I have YouTube music, really? Though.
Mm-hmm. Oh, see, yeah, YouTube is just kind of something that I don't get on anymore. Because I used to be really into like the makeup tutorials and mm-hmm. like I really liked the content creators themselves. And I followed a lot of content creators that I liked. And now it's just kind of like meh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
I follow them on TikTok every now and then.
And yeah. And see what they're up to. Exactly. That's a good one, Leslie.
Well, and it made me think we could piggyback off. Like, have you heard that they think people have said that the show Five Nights at Freddy's was inspired by the Chuck E. Cheese shooting that happened in Aurora?
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
But because Cliff Notes, there was a shooting in Aurora. A previous employee was upset that he was fired, went in and killed, I think, 6 people. And they were his coworkers, but yeah, people said that was like inspired Five Nights at Freddy's, where they like turned into animatronics. It was it was confirmed that that wasn't it, just as a connection, but mm-hmm. or a coincidence. But that's a good one too.
That would be well, and like that's kind of crazy too, because like I know it happened a while ago, but it's not something that like is talked about mm-mm. like at all. So. Yeah. Well, and it's just weird, you know, even if like, again, I feel like Hollywood's scripted. So even if someone is coming out saying like, oh no, the show isn't based on that, who's to say
yeah.
that a writer didn't stumble upon right. an article? It stayed in the back of their head. And then many, many years later, they touched on that. Like, Yeah, like it's all like, you know, all creativity and ideas are unique to an extent, but like everything is connected to everything, right? Mm-hmm. Like I am going to see something in social media or something and I'm going to like store it and then we'll put our misty twist on it and that'll be what we do. But like creativity is really collaboration. Like I don't like it's pretty rare to come up with something like completely unique that you haven't seen before, including in this day and age.
Definitely. No, that's like, a good point.
Maybe when the world was newer, yeah, like
the
definitely.
Internet was new. Yeah.
Yeah. Or just like the world in general. Like it's kind of like what Ed Sheeran says, because Ed Sheeran got pulled into court a couple years ago. Did you hear about that?
No.
So he had a chord progression that a deceased, someone who's in charge of the rights of a deceased music artist sued him because it was close to a chord progression that that artist did.
Interesting.
And Ed Sheeran got on the stand and was like, there are only so many chords, progressions.
Yeah.
And there are only so many that sound good together.
Literally.
Like, we're all playing off of each other. Like there's not really much that you can do to have your own twist when it comes to like actual chord music. And he said the twist is like where you take that song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, and he won his case by saying that. But I think like creativity, it's kind of the same. Like we all see some stuff and subconsciously hold on to it. And then we can just tweak it to make it fit like us.
Definitely. So that's a good point.
So, all right.
Bananas.
I get to pick another one.
Okay. Pick another.
Okay. So we have reptilian humanoids and Roz.
Uh-huh. And Roswell.
I think we got to save Roswell, too. I think that we could really go into it. So what's the reptilian humanoids?
For sure. So this one definitely could be its own by itself. But in 1999, conspiracy theorist David Icke released his first book called The Biggest Secret, which talked about his reptilian aliens that controlled the human race for centuries, kind of like the Anunnaki, but these ones are like lizards. And so Ike calls himself the son of God. And so he's like, I know all this divine shit. That's why I have these epiphanies, because I'm the son of God. And so he claims that everyone, like the global elite, are shape-shifting lizards.
Oh.
He's said that Queen Elizabeth is one, George W., Mark Zuckerberg, Justin Bieber, Lady Gaga, Katy Perry, all those people he thinks are reptilians.
Really? Huh. Yeah. So are there like a bunch of videos then of like, you know, proof of like the reptilians slipping out of like the human?
Yes. Skin? You see it in their eyes. So really? It'll be, you'll see like their eyes. So, you know, our human eyes blink right up and down, mm-hmm. but lizards and snakes, they blink, you know, side to side. Mm-hmm. So there will be like interviews. I can specifically remember one with Katy Perry where mm-hmm. you can like see her eyes like close
weird.
Fucking sideways. It's really fucking weird. And then yeah, you can see some, there's been like videos where they'll have someone's like side profile and they'll just kind of glitch just enough and get this kind of like literally looks like a snake. Ooh. And then they'll move their head again and it'll look normal.
Okay, so we might have been in the presence of one then.
What?
So in high school, do you remember when, and I know you'll bleep out the names, but do you remember when we went to that Walgreens to purchase marijuana and his boyfriend at the time like went to his plug, received the package.
Some fucking fentanyl or something.
Yeah.
Like, well, early days.
You remember though, because you had moments where you told me you felt like you were in Star Wars. And then I had a moment where I looked at this person and they looked over at me and they were normal. They looked away and looked back and there was a glitch and he looked like one of the weasels from Roger Rabbit.
I don't mean to laugh because I know you were genuinely
I was terrified. I didn't talk the rest of the night. Do you remember? I wouldn't shut up. And then out of nowhere, like it felt like hours later, someone commented that I was really quiet. I was terrified. I wouldn't, if he came and stood by me, I went away. Like I ran away. And I couldn't, like, I ran into him at his place of work like a couple of years ago and I felt myself still get anxious.
Okay, I was just gonna ask, well, what's he doing now? Is he fucking part of the global elite?
He works at a liquor store. Or he did. So maybe.
So probably not. Okay. He's got a, you know, hidden in plain sight
agenda. But like, I mean, I know it's a weasel, but maybe I just like high school brain misinterpreted that, because like those weasels, they've got long noses, they're cartoony, they could be reptilian.
They kind of have that like face shape, definitely.
Oh my God. Well, and then you like the wonderment would be too. So like they maybe they started out as the elite, but like people fall, you know, people in reptiles, they fall in love. Like, so what if one of these elite like fell in love with someone who was an elite and now we have all these like little hybrids running around?
Like losers like that who work at Lakers. Not calling him a loser, but he was one back in the day. Yeah.
Yeah. But like, yeah, like what if that is.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's fucking scary. I guess
I always just was like, oh, we probably got some weird stuff from someone. But like, what if like what if it brought me to my higher self and I saw it like for what it was?
Or what if when you were like chatting, because again, he was a jerk. Like, what if he was like annoyed? So he was like, I know what will make her stop. And he like,
so he did like it. Manipulated me into shutting up.
Yeah. That's fucking scary. Oh my
God. See, now if I ever run into him, I'm just going to be like,
terrified.
Like, oh my God.
I don't know you. You don't know me.
So what do you think? Do you believe the reptilians versus like the Anunnaki? Like, do we have two different races of elite running around? Like, was it a race to get to Earth? And we have two, like, what do you think is more probable?
Well, I'm not naive enough to think that there are not reptilian, you know, aliens. Also, like the Egyptian ones, like we saw, like the Anunnaki. So maybe it was like, how fucking cool would that be if it was like the alien race? The problem is, though, is that the like global elites are all the same. You know what I mean? Like both of them are the Rothschild. Both of them are the Rockefellers. Like, so you would think that like they can't both be them. Or maybe they are.
Maybe they're like.
Like a hybrid.
I'm imagining like back in the queen and king kind of timeline where like you would marry off your kid to another like high ranking family to like bring your land together. So what if they're both and like they're just like the royalty that they came together. They're two planets working together to help each other.
It's an arranged marriage.
It's an arranged marriage of lizards and aliens.
How scary is that?
Because like,
you know what? I like that.
You got to think of like anything that we know as humans, we learned from something else.
Exactly.
So like the kings and the queens and all of this shit that used to like run the world, like where did we learn that from?
Well,
what made a human wake up one day and say, I'm important. I'm important enough to tell you what to do.
I don't know. I mean, they were rich. Like you say, if you believe the Anunnakis, right? They were literally taught, this is how you stay in power. You know, this is what we're going to do to stay in power. And
so what if that idea of marrying together to be strong, like, of course, it's fizzled out now. But back in the day, like, what if the Anunnaki and the reptilians taught those elites that as well?
Damn.
You know what? I'll ask my maybe future sugar daddy if he's got money to blow. Maybe he's an elite and I can like get a little inside information.
Ooh, love that for you. Okay. Definitely got to come back for that one. Ooh, for that update.
That one was good. I've never heard of that before.
Ooh, okay. Then I'll send you lots of really fun videos.
Okay.
And pictures for social media.
Okay, perfect.
Your mind will be blown.
I love that. Well, and we can definitely dive in deeper. Like I said, like you said, all of these episodes, like all of these mm-hmm. things could be episodes themselves. So we can definitely dive in more to just like the idea. But I kind of like our idea of like,
yeah,
they're both here.
I like that too. Mm-hmm. And there, I love the idea of an arranged marriage.
There's like some lizard prince that's like, I don't want to marry that.
Yeah,
alien.
Exactly. And then she's like, someone else is like, I already had another lizard that I was supposed to marry.
I was in love.
Exactly. That's exactly what I'm picturing.
Oh my
love
God.
That.
Netflix, get after us. Like Bridgerton meets like Star Trek.
Didn't we give them another great show idea?
Yeah.
I don't remember what it was.
Which was pretty much Bridgerton, but yeah.
So just a bunch of Bridgerton spinoffs. Yeah, that's what we're good for.
All right. Well, I have one. And
yes.
So I like that yours, like you have one that's actively happening that might have been found out. You have one that like happened in the past and we're just dealing residually with what might have happened. So mine is also actively happening and it hits close to mm-hmm. home because I am dealing with it daily for 40 hours a week, specifically.
Yes, you are. You are dealing with it daily.
So mine is focused on medical insurance. So I have worked in the insurance field for over a decade. Some of the stuff I have done has been specialty insurance. So like going to the eye doctor's office, I've worked in, primary, care also falls in some of those specialty things. Mm-hmm. And then I'm in a very specific gray area right now with my current job, that kind of had rules made as things were going.
Love that for them.
So in the past, when people would get the services at the job that I currently work at, it would be paid in full. No questions asked. You could send a claim. You knew you were getting paid. That was probably like 30, 40 years ago that was happening. Okay. Now, as insurance has evolved, it is not doing what it was intended to do, which is pay help with medical expenses. It has a bunch of hoops to jump through because these insurance companies have decided they don't want to spend all of the money that they could spend mm-hmm. on the people who are giving them the money.
Right. They want to keep some.
Most. mm-hmm. They want to keep most of it. So there are all these hoops that providers have to jump through. And if you don't, check a box a certain way, it can automatically get a claim denied. So I was talking to Leslie about this because I was going on a tangent because I actually had to go to a court case, a court hearing for a patient who was doing an appeal through a government insurance. And the insurance was, there are certain levels to appeal. There's the first level, which a patient can do. There's a second level where, the first level they make a decision. If the patient is unhappy with that decision, they can go to a second level appeal, which usually okay. pulls the provider in because they need records on that second level.
Okay.
And then after that decision, if the patient is still unhappy, it goes to a judge. So I was talking to Leslie about this case and I was going on a little bit of a tangent because I was very annoyed. So we could have avoided going to the judge if this wasn't in place. So with insurance, they have not updated their technology since the fax machine was made.
Yeah.
So what they do, so with the second level appeal, they send a paper request for us to compile records and either fax or mail it back to them.
What a joke.
What is insane, which is this is my conspiracy. I think the post office is in on it. I think everyone's in on it because they're all government entities. So mm-hmm. we have 7 days from the date that the letter is sent to us to oh, wow. send in this paperwork.
They're not even counting like 1 to 3 days for fucking, that's shitty.
From the date of when the letter has been printed, we have a week to get it back. Now, I don't know if most people have sent things snail mail. It is a big part of my job. So I am very aware of how well the post office isn't doing at this. And it's not the postal workers. It is just like the system is bad. So
okay,
it takes a week to get right. a letter from, you know, one end of the United States to another, probably longer, but like for whatever reason, wherever these government insurances have to go, we usually get the letter the day before it's due.
Of course.
So that doesn't give me the option to mail all of this. You know, I can't send it, you know, because there are options with the post office. You can send something certified. So someone has to sign stating we received this. Can't do that. So my only option is fax. I don't know if faxing is a thing in your life, but it hasn't gotten better since it's become obsolete.
I was going to say.
No one's working on making a faxing system better right now.
Because it's on its way out.
Yes.
Like they know that the only people using it are the fucking government.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently.
Yeah. So then the only option is to fax the paperwork to the government. And 9 times out of 10, our fax machine is not working and it is not sending everything. It's sending pages cut off. And then we fall into a delinquency where we didn't send in the paperwork in the allotted time. So I was explaining this to Leslie before my, I call it a court case, but it was really just mm-hmm. on the phone with a judge for 10 minutes. But
still talking to a judge.
Yeah. So I was venting to Leslie about my court case. And I was just like, this is so ridiculous. Like we've had to go to court twice in the past year because this insurance entity claims that they didn't receive our paperwork in the allotted time. No one reached out to us to let us know that they didn't receive the fax. So what we have been doing as a company is setting up reminders for us to call. So then we have to go through the phone tree to speak to the correct person who transfers us to another person. And eventually, I don't know who I'm talking to or even if it's still within this insurance plan, but someone tells me they didn't receive the fax.
Yeah, right.
Or they put me on hold, they look, and that's then, ridiculous. Oh my gosh, we found it, but it's incomplete. Why didn't whoever received the fax, why didn't they call
tell
me
us.
And tell exactly. me it was incomplete so I could have sent you another one?
So you had time to fix it.
Yeah.
Well, because they don't want you to have time.
Yes. Yeah, so my conspiracy is that insurance, including government insurance specifically, has not updated their technology. Because how easy is it to send an email and verify that you get it? You can do it in 30 seconds. I have an email that I'm keeping track of right now. Like, easy peasy. These mm-hmm. companies are not updating their technology because they keep their money if... Exactly. we aren't able to communicate with them well.
Exactly. Or they think like, well, no, you're not going to appeal it. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. and then when you actually do, they make it so fucking hard mm-hmm. to even, like you said, jump through the hoops.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And every year they are allowed to change the rules.
Oh, that sucks.
Every year I'm learning new rules. Generally, they stay close to the same, but there are new things that they're rolling out that they're requiring.
That sucks. Mm-hmm. Who does that benefit? Like, why would that even make sense? Right, exactly. It makes sense to them.
Yeah, it makes sense that we have to jump through all these hoops. With my, with what I do, it is usually an emergency situation, and there is actually a requirement that we have to answer if this situation fits their definition of medically necessary.
Ugh, which that drives me crazy too. Are you guys doctors?
Like, no, it's not. And we're not allowed to be. The people that I work with could get in a lot of trouble if they diagnose. They could lose everything mm-hmm. that they went to school for. They could lose.
Right.
So they put us in this little box of, you can't diagnose, but you also have to make sure that you're able to articulate that it's medically necessary. So I can take it to insurance and argue why the patient needed the services that they requested.
See, that's just so fucked up because like being chronic, like being ill mm-hmm. is hard enough.
Yeah.
Like being ill takes up enough energy. And so it's like, they just make it so much harder. And like when your patients have used your services, they are ill. They are not in a situation where they have effort, you know, energy, mind power, what have you, to mm-hmm. to donate to what's necessary. And it's like, and unfortunately, there's only so many of you doing mm-hmm. doing what you do, who are advocates for them. I mean, mm-hmm. it's just, it's a it's a fucked up system. Our system is mm-hmm. broken.
Yeah. So that's my conspiracy that I deal with every day. And it's getting worse and worse the longer that I am in this insurance world. I'm seeing payments coming in less and less. I'm seeing demographics that never had to make payments, having to make large payments.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like that's my conspiracy. And I know with some of these, you guys are going to listen and be like, duh. But like, really, when you sit down and look at it mm-hmm. from the inside, though, like, why am I faxing stuff?
Because they know it's unreliable.
I am 30 years old. Why do I know how to use a fax machine?
Right.
It's insane.
No, I think this was a great topic to talk about, because I think it needs to be said too, because you're right. Some of you guys may sit there and say, well, obviously, but like, I feel like
it's not great.
Well, it's just been ingrained in us to like not question, mm-hmm. to like just trust that they have our greatest interest in mind. Cause it's almost like, well, why wouldn't you want us to be healthy? Like, why wouldn't you want me to be okay? But that doesn't benefit them. Like, mm-hmm. unfortunately, money and greed are really prominent mm-hmm. in our world.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you know, I always like to think that, you know, my iPhone, I can't have it for more than 7 years before there's an update that doesn't work with my level of phone, and then it stops connecting to the car that I have because it's, you know, old or whatever. So we have technology like that where eventually it becomes obsolete and we have to buy something new because that system is also working to get us to spend money, because you can't give me a phone that'll work for 2 decades.
Right. They have to make money on you.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So how are we doing that? But the fax machine has not become obsolete.
So
someone is still allowing a fax to work because, you know, you're telling me that like the grid can, like the internet grid of the invisible thing that I don't understand, it doesn't work with my phone and it won't let my phone connect to my car, but we're still going to let this machine from like the 70s work. How can a fax communicate with the internet that we have now when they didn't even have internet when they started?
It doesn't reliably, right? Like most of the time they say they didn't get it. And then when they happen to finally get it, they're like, oh, but just kidding, it was wrong. Like,
yeah, can't read it.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I think that's it. Like that's it's to benefit them. It's because mm-hmm. they know that it's going to be so hard for you guys to turn in the necessary thing. Like you doing what you do, the patient, you know, what have all the parties. So they were like, oh, well, we'll just make it so hard. They're not.
They won't want to. Yeah,
exactly. They don't have time to do that stuff. Mm-hmm. And you're right. You guys don't.
Well,
like, you don't.
So like, so a deeper layer of that conspiracy then is the government insurance or the government, are they making the fax machine like still something that can be slightly used, not well and not correct mm-hmm. accurately, but are they still making it so that the fax is not obsolete because they need it to impede stuff from happening? So like, how deep does this go?
Oh, I bet it's well, I mean, like Big Pharma, we know literally runs this country. I mean, mm-hmm. like we have a sick care, we don't have health care, we don't mm-hmm. have preventative health care. We have, once you're sick, once you're hurt, once you're fucked, then let's address it. Mm-hmm. And then, oh, but don't worry, we're not going to cover it. Yeah, and then you're going to have to pay. It.
Yeah,
exactly.
Like, yeah, and then that's exactly it. So you're paying these pharma companies and these insurance companies, which are now bound together, and they're like the same thing. They're owned by the same people. So you're paying them to have the coverage, for the coverage not to be good. So then you still turn around and have to spend more money, even though you're paying for something
already. Yeah, our system is broken.
Yeah. Like my husband spends a couple $100 a paycheck and I still have copays when I have to go to urgent care.
Yeah. You know what? You're right. Like we spend at least $600 mm-hmm. and I still have to except when I do blood work. That's the only thing that I don't have to pay for.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So still have a copay when I have to go to urgent care, still have to pay a copay on medication, depending on the medication. I had a medication when I threw my back out a couple months ago that literally after my insurance processed it, they charged me $1.35.
See, like,
you needed that dollar that bad.
No, at that point, I just feel like they're just like, you know, it's like the 5-star, like the 4.3-star rating theory. Like, nobody gets a 5, right? You need that 4.3 to make it seem like it's real. Like,
yeah. Yeah. So for muscle relaxers that I didn't feel like worked, I still had to pay a dollar something for them. And again, my husband spends, like, we have a very good insurance plan. My husband works for the government.
Like, yeah, and it's like
we have a good insurance plan, and he made sure that I looked through everything to make sure we had a good insurance plan. And while what I pay is less, and I'm fully aware of the privilege that I have that my husband has good insurance, what I pay is less than what some other people pay with their insurance. It is still ridiculous whether you're spending a dollar or $300. If you're paying bi-weekly for this coverage, why do they need more? We're already sending our money in.
Right. 12 months a year. Well, and it's like, who's that dollar? That dollar isn't fucking paying Tracy in accounting.
Nope.
Like, that's not going to anybody's salary other than the CEOs, other than the high management, other than the owners. Like, that's who's taking that money.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy? Like, a fax machine sent me on this hole.
Honestly,
wormhole. And there's no research, guys. Like, this is just because I have been in this
spicy type.
This is, well, spicy, but also I've been in this for a decade. I have been right in, like, the trenches. I know how hard it is to try to force insurance to pay something, and they'll do it. Like, here's my PSA: they'll do it, but you will have to jump through 75 hoops, and most people don't want to do it. But if you hunker down, give yourself a day. I remember when, after the kidney donation, I did blood work like a year later that was supposed to be covered by your insurance. They charged my insurance. I was on the phone because I got sent to collections. We were building this house and I freaked out because it was their error. And I was on the phone between the collections agency, the hospital that did the drawing, and some random, like, third party entity. I have no idea who they were. Somehow I got transferred to them. Was given their number to call. I was on the phone collectively, like, nonstop for 7 hours. And the only reason it got fixed is because I spoke to someone who knew me at the hospital in town. And if I hadn't spoken to her, I'm very good friends with her son. Had I not spoken to her, I don't know if it would have gotten resolved. But because she knew me and knew who I was, and I was able to explain it to a person who understood my background, she went to her manager and got it reversed within an hour.
See, that's just so sad that, like, they have that option and they have that ability, but they're literally, like, and I'm not saying, like, your friend, but, like, the
entity itself.
Yeah. Like, they're just playing God.
Yeah. Well, and they're not, they're given their rules and regulations, and they don't veer from it. They're not allowed to at these call agencies. But I'm telling you, PSA, hunker down. Do the calls. If it does not, if it fits your insurance guidelines and it should be paid for, you need to know your insurance plan inside and out. And then you can start arguing, and you need to pay attention to these bills. Don't just pay them. And most likely your insurance will reverse it and fix it, because you are the only squeaky wheel, because no one wants to call their insurance to do it.
That's so adult of you.
Well, it's because I do it for a job for patients.
No, really, though, that's, like, super mature of you. And I mean, I've dealt with a lot of insurances, and I definitely am not sat on collectively for 7 hours. You're right. Sometimes I've just been like, whatever, I'll just fucking pay it. Like, exactly.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just like, this is so stupid, I'll just fucking pay it. Like, and no, so that was very, that was a good PSA, a Thank good you. Way to end. Because you know what? I think whether we can say that my conspiracy theories are real or not, I really feel like yours is real.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like, you know, the fax machine is my own little twist on it. But, like, it's got it. if anything, it's all plays they're a role. Just making it difficult. Yeah.
Yeah, right. They're literally, I mean, that I think that's just it. That's the main goal out of the thing. We'll just make it so fucking hard for you to get this shit paid that like you're not going to do it and you'll just pay for it. And then we can pocket this money.
Yeah. Well, don't get me started on Kaiser, because that's another one where it's like, how can an insurance company also require that you go to a certain hospital?
Oh, yeah. It seems like monopoly-ish.
All rights, all of these rights are completely like intertwined. So, I was looking into how to move to Iceland.
nice. How is that going?
Apparently, it's very easy. Oh, so there's a girl. I'll have to find her TikTok and we can share her. But she actually like offers information to people if they want to know how to become a resident and how to find a job out there. Wow. Because she made the transition from America to Iceland. Yeah, so she's got a lot of good and helpful tips on her TikTok. So I will save her information and we'll make sure we share something. So if anyone's interested.
If anyone is, you know, fixing a jump ship. Well, I'm fixing.
Oh, my gosh. Every day. I'm just like, you know.
Every fucking day.
Yeah. Like, it's just the fact that they're ranked in like the top 10. Like safest, happiest places to live, and we're like in the high 100s. I'm just like, why?
Well, when everyone pays for our Patreon and your sugar daddy, you can move all of us. Get
dual residency.
Yeah, exactly. You can move all of us to Iceland.
Beautiful. All right. Well, that was my conspiracy, and Leslie, great research on yours too.
Well, what's more impressive is that you did no research. That just was spitting out of your mouth. Yeah, so that's just like well done.
Pure rage.
Hey, I would be angry too if my life surrounded around that. Mm-hmm. So,
well, and I am personally looking for a new job to get out of the insurance game because I am tired of being a cog in the machine. So if anyone in the Northern Colorado area is looking for like an administration assistant, I'm looking.
Get your girl up.
Yeah.
But it's got to be around July 2024, right? Because who knows if you're listening to this in like 2027,
yeah,
who knows like, what's going on?
I might be happy. Don't want it. Yeah.
I might
be happy at a new job. But yeah, if you're in the if you're one of our current listeners, just slide into my DMs, and you don't have to offer me $500 a week if you're offering me a new job lead. So
you do have to offer me $500 a week though, yeah, if you're gonna slide into my DMs.
Yeah, that's our new standard. If you're gonna slide into the DMs, you need to be offering me money.
Bare minimum. So
all right, friends.
Well, great job, Amber. Thank you for putting this on the list, and lots of fun. Yeah. So on that note, we will spook you next Tuesday.
Bye.
Bye.